Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to join us here at Chosen Generation Radio. Well, if you missed any part of hour number one, I encourage you to check that out. Rick Manning did a huge, very nice favor, but he spent his first 20 minutes with me roughly talking about what we do for India and our ministry in India. And I'm just presenting a $10 challenge. If you believe in helping folks, we do a lot of work in our India ministry. As those of you that listen on a regular basis know, we've planted 500 churches. We've put in 30 freshwater bore wells, and we're getting ready to put in our 31st freshwater bore well, which gives fresh water to Indian people who do not ever have that. They've never had fresh water. So the parasites and all the stuff that's in that bad water is what they've been drinking, and the illnesses that come with that. Or their women have to walk as many as 5 miles and then carry back 41 pounds, a 5-gallon container of water. So their family has water to bathe with and to drink and to cook with and so on and so forth. And many of those journeys involve being raped along the way. And so our freshwater wells help to stop that. Our widows are taught how to sew in our sewing school, and we take care of orphans as well. $10 a month is all I'm asking. You can pay it at paypal.me/PastorGreg. And then we also talked about the Sussman Durham trial, about some of the reveal that's been taking place with regards to that, and the efforts to try to break down and destroy our trust and our faith and our confidence in the rule of law and the highest law organization in the country, the FBI, and the concerted effort that's been made to destroy the integrity and the belief in the integrity of the FBI. And you know, my next guest shared with great integrity simple analysis that is debunking a lot of the news reports and the information that is being put out there, including what's being taught to our kids through CRT. And for his efforts of simply putting out the truth, and he has let me know that he doesn't come from a religious background. I watched his interview. I know that, you know, his history is he's been more on the progressive or liberal side or the Democratic side. But now he's presenting just truth and facts, and he gets fired for doing that. And I want to just publicly say how much I admire his courage to just continue to speak the truth. There's no side taken in this. It's just, these are the facts, folks, and facts need to be in front of us so we can look at the analysis. So I want to thank my next guest, Zach Kriegman, for being with us. Zach, thank you for being here. I greatly appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me on.
It's my pleasure, sir. It's my pleasure. Well, I told Zach, I like to just have a coffee table conversation. And so I hope you got a good cup of coffee there, Zach. I hope you treated yourself. I hope you treated yourself to a good cup of coffee. So how did this begin for you, for my audience that may not have seen, some of the interviews that you've done? But how did this begin for you?
Sure. Yeah. So I've been working at Thomson Reuters for about 6 years as a data scientist. And over that time, I had started to witness how this kind of new racial ideology had been spreading through the company. And that included sort of uncritical adoption of the core ideas of Black Lives Matter movement throughout every level of the company, from senior leadership all the way down. And that was a little bit troubling for me, because as a data scientist, I had been following the academic literature and the research about Black Lives Matter's core claim that police are biased towards shooting Black people. And I discovered from reading that research that the core claim was false. But not only that, that it had led to this sort of massive reduction in policing in communities across the country, which had resulted in soaring violent crime and thousands of people being murdered. So these falsehoods were sort of directly responsible for thousands of additional Black murders, people who would, who would be alive today but were dead. I knew as a white employee of Thomson Reuters, saying anything sort of critical of the Black Lives Matter movement would probably put my entire career in jeopardy. But I really felt like Thomson Reuters had a public trust to be, reporting
the truth
honestly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Truthfully.
especially about these matters where people's lives were hanging in the balance.
Well, I was just going to say that, Zach, because, I mean, I know, you know, you expressed, and I don't want to hammer on that point. It's not what we're here for. But I know you'd expressed, you know, I'm not really a religious person. That's not the background that I come from. And I understand that. I respect that. And obviously, if I'm a pastor and I really believe what I do, then I love you and I want you to believe my truth. But that's not why you're here. My point, though, is that you looked at this analytically, but you also looked at this with a heart of compassion, saying there are innocent lives that are being lost. There are people who are dying because we're putting out disinformation, and it's injuring the very people that we're claiming we care about.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I mean, people sometimes ask me, like, how are you doing? Are you doing okay? You know, and I'm, my feeling is always, look, the people, you know, this whole cancel culture thing where people are fired for trying to have these kind of conversations. The primary victims are typically not the people who are canceled. I mean, sometimes they are, but a lot of times those people can go on and do other things. Mm-hmm. The victims are really the people who are suffering because we can't have, as a society, these conversations. So in this case, the people in these communities struggling with violent crime, who've then seen reductions in their policing, soaring violent, even higher violent crime and spikes in the murder rates. I mean, those are the people who are really suffering here.
Well, and here we are, a couple of white guys having a couple of cups of coffee, right? And we're sitting here and we're talking about this, right? Okay. And so you're racist because you're saying that there's violence and there's people in the black communities that are killing one another. So you're talking about black on black crime and, you know, I'm right. We're not supposed to talk about that. We're supposed to turn a blind eye. To me, turning the blind eye is worse than their claim that we're being racist by wanting to do something about it.
Much worse. I mean, much worse. It's literally getting people killed. Not only that, but even apart from the murders and the crime, like, how can you, if you have a whole worldview that is built around how racist your society is and how it's trying to keep you down and how every step you take forward, it's going to push you back two steps, right? How can you possibly succeed, right? Like, if I went to work that way, thinking that's how my colleagues viewed me, how could I possibly succeed at work? It'd be impossible. There's no way with that level of paranoia and that level of sort of defensiveness that I could possibly engage in all the social interactions and with my colleagues and everything that are essential to succeeding in school or in business or work. Right. So it's just like, it's pumping out this ideology that is so poisonous, to just even the possibility that someone could be successful. And it's just really remarkable to me.
I agree. No, I think you hit the nail, you know, on the head. I think another piece to this is, you know, you're also telling people in the black community that they need special accommodations, that they need special, you know, kind of giftings or nudges or edges. My friend Ward Connerly, who'll be on the program tomorrow, fought for years and has overturned affirmative action because he believes in equality and not equity. Equity is insulting. Equity is an insult. I've had my black friends that have been on the program that have talked about, you know, the voter ID issue as if someone who is a minority, someone of color, is incapable of signing up and getting an identification. It's insulting.
Yeah. It's incredibly insulting.
It really is. I mean, it really, really is. Now, I go back to a biblical worldview, but my belief is that God created all men equally, truly created them equally. We have different pigmentation, but But and we have, you know, we because different people lived in different parts of the world, and you get used to certain climates and so on. I mean, you know, I'm used to a certain climate. You know, I know when I went to Nigeria for the very first time, man, I initially was like overwhelmed by the heat and just how muggy it was and all of that. The first couple of days, I had to really like adjust to getting used to that.
Yeah.
You know,
and I would just add that none of this is to say, is to contest the fact that so much of the problems come from a history of racism and oppression and slavery in our country, and then poor policy that followed that. But recognizing that fact, which I think is undeniable, does not mean that you have to pretend that continuing racism is the main source of problems that the Black community faces, or Black communities face, or that they don't have any agency, or, you know, that some, because those are two separate things. Understanding the source and understanding really our whole society's responsibility to find solutions does not mean that pretending the problems are different from what they really are will help, or you know, using false solutions is going to help.
Well, and I think the other piece to that too is that you can't lay a blanket over it and say that everywhere there was slavery, everywhere there was oppression. There are also evidences that our nation from its founding was working against this. Look at the arguments that took place over the territory of Kansas. Look at the Civil War. Look at the, you know, look at the American Revolution and the Black patriots who fought in the American Revolution and were heroes. We'll be back with more after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice on where you listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here. My guest is Zach Kriegman. You can find him, by the way, at kriegman.substack.com. Is that the best way to give out that web address?
Yeah, I think so. Just kriegman at substack.com.
Okay. kriegman@substack.com. And you can follow his blog that he puts up there. He puts up some really great information for you to just, you know, take a look at and think about. We were talking, you know, in the break, and I'd like you to bring this in because I mentioned this, but I think it's an important aspect, and that is that you grew up in a very blue community, in a blue state, in a blue household. And so some of these things that you've uncovered and your thoughts and kind of your feelings about these things have been changed. Talk about that change process, if you would, please.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Like you said, a blue household and a blue city and a blue state. And, you know, it wasn't uncommon for to hear around my household that Republicans are evil, greedy, or stupid. That was like the mantra. So it took quite a long time for me to start deprogramming myself. And, you know, and a number of life experiences of getting out and meeting other people outside of that. But, you know, as a child, I'd never met a conservative, really. and so, but when I got to school and met conservatives, and when I got to other, you know, at work and stuff, it took a while to sort of deprogram myself and start realizing, oh, wow, there's a whole wealth of ideas and really facts and evidence that I've just been completely, hidden from me almost. So there's all sorts of interesting stories I could tell you about that process, but, it really got kickstarted when Donald Trump was elected.
Okay.
And I was reading in all my news sources that he was bringing this anti-Semite, Steve Bannon, to the White House. And I was like, well, I didn't really know much about Steve Bannon, but I knew that the primary reason that people were calling him an anti-Semite was because of his association with Breitbart. But as a liberal, I'd never actually like been to the Breitbart website or loaded up or bothered. I just knew from my sources, my media sources, that it was this, you know, cesspool of racism and bigotry. But when Trump was elected, I actually, and I started hearing these stories about how he's bringing this anti-Semite, I actually started feeling like, okay, well, maybe I should look into how bad this is. And I started reading about Breitbart. And what I discovered was that Breitbart was conceived by two Jews in Israel for the purpose of advocating for Jews in Israel, primarily for that, or at least partly for that purpose,
right,
was run by Jewish editors, Jewish reporters, was owned by its Jewish founders, right? So this idea that Bannon was an anti-Semite, and I'm not really a big Bannon fan in general, to be honest, but the idea that he was being smeared as an anti-Semite because of his association with Breitbart just sort of shook my worldview and everything, you know, about how accurate my news sources were and everything that I built up on over the years reading those news sources. So that's sort of some background.
Sure. Well, it's like when someone finds out who founded Planned Parenthood and what its purpose is, and Margaret Sanger, right? And you start investigating that, and or the NAACP, and you realize that it was started by a couple of white guys that have connections to the Ku Klux Klan. You kind of go, what? Burgess Owens has written about that. I mean, you just are going, holy smokes,
I've never heard that. I'm going to have to go look that up after this call.
Yeah,
I've never.
it's crazy. It was started by a couple of white guys, and one of them has some old history. Well, and then when you look at the DNC and their involvement with the Ku Klux Klan in the 1920s, right? And coming out of the Civil War as enforcers to make sure that the black population couldn't vote. And they would literally surround the polling places and beat up the black Americans that would come to vote and white Americans that would come with them to protect them.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the amazing things is how Democrats have somehow cast Republicans as the party of slavery and Jim Crow when it was exactly the reverse. Like, the Republican Party founded to abolish slavery and fight against this stuff. So it's just, that's one of the more amazing, tricks.
That's exactly what we're talking about, is the tricks. Well, and I know we're going to run out of time here, and I've really enjoyed our conversation. I just want you to know, thank you so very much for that. You know, from a biblical perspective, this is what the devil does. This is what the enemy does. Is he paints things, he makes things appear and they're not what they really are. There's a very evil thing behind that deception, and he's all about deception, all about making us believe lies. And I'm just glad, Zach, I appreciate that that you are open to taking a look at things and open to investigating what's really going on, and then willing to take the time to share it with us. So thank you, and God bless you.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village, with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you. And keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation, where no topic is off-limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Well, I'm very excited to have my next guest with me. He is a former member of our Border Patrol. He is a former special agent with ICE, HSI, U.S. Immigrations and Customs. He was a supervisory special agent. He was a part of Homeland Security investigations under the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. He was involved in laws governing border control, customs, trade, immigration, and then he was on the other side, really doing undercover, and they were involved, he and his partner, in bringing down the cartels, and they were ambushed, and his partner lost his life, and they left my next guest for dead. You can find out more about this story in his book, Agent Under Fire. And I want to welcome to the program my friend Victor Avila. Victor Avila, welcome, Victor. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me back, Pastor Greg. Great to be with you.
Well, you know, a lot of people might have laid it down when what happened to you happened and said, you know what, I'm done with this. I'm not gonna mess with this anymore. I'm gonna ride off into the sunset. But you didn't. You have shown your commitment to our country. More importantly, you've shown your commitment to God by answering his call in your life. And I just want to publicly say thank you for doing that. Well, thank you for standing up.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It definitely was not an easy process to go through after the shooting and recovering from that. And you wonder, you know, identity crisis, what am I going to do next? But this is what I do. This is what I know. Border security is my expertise. Human trafficking is my subject matter expertise. And when you see what's happening at our southern border now, it is just almost unbearable, especially someone like me that has been there and done that on both sides of the border. It is, I am perplexed, to say the least, as I continue to go down there. I was telling you, I just got back yesterday. I was there 10 days ago. I've been going for approximately once a month for the last year and a half to continue to gather the intel. I still have my contacts on a daily basis, and to inform the public all around the country of the realities that we're facing with this crisis, beyond a crisis. It is chaos, and the impact and the ripple effect it has on the entire United States of America. And unfortunately, we have, it's always, I say it's doom and gloom because of the message that I have is the truth. And I want people to know the truth. A lot of them, as you know, the mainstream media will not cover, and people are really not aware until they unfortunately become a victim of a crime at the hands of an illegal alien or the cartel, or their young child overdoses on poisoning from fentanyl. And that's too late. At that point, it's too late. It's become aware now. And let's continue to put pressure on our elected officials, which have, I believe, failed us on both sides, not just because the Democrats are in power right now. Obviously, most of the blame is to go there, but our other elected officials have somehow not stepped up to the plate to do more to secure and protect our sovereignty. And that's what I fight for every day.
Talking about that, let's dig down into, because you've been down there and you've been gathering some intel and gathering some information. Talk to me about some of the things that you've seen when you've been down there.
Well, the since it happens to be today is the day that Title 42 was supposed to be lifted by the Biden administration, the CDC, and a judge blocked that. But I'm here to tell you the truth about Title 42, and it's been gaining a lot of talk about how there was going to be an influx of approximately 18,000 illegal aliens if Title 42 was lifted. Title 42 is a law that we have to keep people from coming into our country when there's a pandemic, or in this case, it was COVID, and we could use that to keep people from entering into our country. It is in effect right now, and it's still in effect because of the blockage of the judge. But I want you to know and understand that it means nothing. It absolutely makes no difference right now at this point, whether it's in effect or whether it's been lifted, because we have tens of thousands of people coming across that border on a daily basis. The ones that they counted last month was over 234,000. That we counted, that the Border Patrol counted, and the Border Patrol tell me that there's at least one, a minimum of one, that goes undetected for each one that is detected. So you're close to 500,000 people in 1 month that have come in here into this country and illegally and allowed to come in. So don't get confused and get caught up with how big an impact Title 42 is, because if that was the case, no one would be coming in right now as Title 42 is in effect, right? But that's not the case. They're coming in droves now.
Well, and so that really, what that's saying then, folks, is that Title 42, while it's important, it's somewhat of a ruse, because it's actually not, it hasn't stopped the flow. I mean, it's important. We don't want it to be repealed. But it hasn't stopped the flow. Is that how I should understand that?
That's perfectly. And the word ruse is a great word to use, because, yeah, we don't want it lifted because we still have a lot of other restrictions due to COVID in our country. Yet you don't want to give those restrictions to the illegal aliens coming in. It makes no sense. Yet it's not having an impact to say the least. And so. This is the strangest thing. If you come from Cuba, Venezuela, or Nicaragua, Title 42 doesn't pertain to you. So somehow the virus knows that it can't get Cubans, Venezuelans, and Nicaraguans. And so they get to be admitted into the U.S. some people are being returned, and I want people to understand this. And I was in the El Paso sector. As you guys know, there's been a lot of attention in the southern border, the Rio Grande Valley, Del Rio, Texas, Eagle Pass, Texas is getting hit really hard. But El Paso in West Texas, Hudspeth County, where I just came from, it is, oh my goodness, they are overwhelmed. There is a facility in El Paso, Texas, that can hold about 1,084 illegal aliens. And this past weekend, there were almost close to 5,000.
Oh my gosh.
Border Patrol does not have enough manpower to process these individuals. Mostly that are coming over, Haitians, Venezuelans, and Cubans, and some Nicaraguans.
Let me just insert and ask this question because the Biden administration changed the Cuba policy just over the weekend. What are your and Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, came out and said, you know, you basically have just spit on every Cuban American in South Florida, right?
That's absolutely correct.
But your thoughts as it relates to the impact that this then has, because now, I mean, that was one of the things that Greg Abbott did that was horrific when you know, that when the Cuban situation was opened up under Obama. Greg Abbott went and negotiated with Cuba for Cuba to be able to have direct flights from Cuba into Houston. You remember that?
Yeah, absolutely. And all those policies, which is, Pastor Greg, which is, they might be a policy, but the implementation or enforcement of the policy is a whole other matter. And it right now, it doesn't matter. Cubans are being allowed to come in. They've been allowed to come in for over a year and a half. And now there's even less restriction, even more so now, less restriction. Now you must let them in. Forget the credible fear. Forget any asylum laws. Forget our immigration laws. All of that is thrown out the window. There's lawlessness down there.
Well, and Cuba has had a major issue. And I mean, as I understand it, Cuba was involved with a lot of terrorist activity as well. And there was a lot of terrorism training and so forth that was taking place in Cuba. And so, you know, many of those individuals are the ones now that are coming over with this new friendly Biden-Cuban policy. And basically, you know, carte blanche opening the door, right?
Right, which reminds me of the early 1980s when they opened the floodgates there. And it's what's happening is we don't have the ability to vet these individuals. We don't know. A lot of the argument I get, well, these are good people. Well, some are good people. Obviously, there's some good people coming over, but that's not. Why is the burden being placed on the United States to and our security at risk to have to determine each and every individual what their intentions are when they come into our country? We just don't know.
Right.
Some might still want to come in and work. I understand that. But for me, it's that criminal element, the terrorist national security issue and public safety issue that we face. And one of them is just too many for us. When they come and kill our police officers, when they come and kill, have our National Guard, like Bishop Evans, that rescued the two drug traffickers on the river.
Yeah.
And well, that is just too much for me.
The problem is that it only take, they only have to be right once. We have to be right every single time, but they only have to be right once. We'll get into this too. Title 42 is rhino cover. I want you to understand that. Title 42 is rhino cover, and I'll explain why, Richter and I will, right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you.
Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Victor Avila is my guest. You can pick up his book, Agent Under Fire. Agent Under Fire. You can find it in Amazon and you can find it over there. If you'd be so kind as to use Amazon Smile, and put in Faith Harvest Church. Faith Harvest Church, and we'll get a nice little bit of a donation out of it. We'll appreciate that. I'm putting out the $10 challenge, Saving America and Saving India. We do a lot of ministry in India, and of course, we're working right here on the radio program to help save America. It's $10 challenge. If I can get folks that are listening, if they would be so kind as to give a $10 donation to the ministry, Faith Harvest Church, you can do that at paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. $10 challenge, $10 a month. is what I'm asking you to consider. $10 a month, that'll help us to be able to stay on air and pay the bills that we need to pay. And it will also help us with regards to reaching India with the gospel message of Jesus Christ. And of course, also, we ask you to support our sponsors, Patriot Mobile, the only conservative mobile phone company, Christian conservative, claiming to be Christian and conservative and supporting Christian and conservatives. Patriotmobile.com/chosen to get a free activation. Patriotmobile.com/chosen for a free activation. And please also consider stocking up. There's still huge shortages that are out there, and you can help prevent your family from potentially being in a very significantly bad situation through another one of our sponsors, and that's Simply Clean Foods. You get a $5 discount or a 5% discount, and you can contact them at simplycleanfoods@chef.net. simplycleanfoods@chef.net. Please support all of our sponsors. They, in turn, help us to be able to stay on air. So we'll greatly appreciate that. You can contact Patriot Mobile at 728. That's 972-728-7468. 728-9468. And you can contact Simply Clean Foods at 737-400-2066. 737-400-2066. I know it's a lot of information to take down, but these are people that are helping us, and they're people that will help you as well. All right, Victor Avila is with me. You were talking about a plane flight that you just took from El Paso up to DFW, and you were joined by a bunch of fellow Texans, right? No, is that not?
Yeah, from Haiti, Cajun, that were allowed to board the same plane that I was on, except the big major difference is they didn't have to have an ID to board that airplane like you and I have to and the rest of the U.S. citizens. Because if you're illegal, the airlines will take the paperwork from the Border Patrol that they're giving to you and use it as a valid identification, which is against the law. They don't have a visa, they don't have an ID, they don't have a passport, and they're being allowed to fly on commercial airlines. And the reason I tell you from El Paso, because they are overwhelmed with Haitians. Some of them are deported back to Haiti, by the way. But let me tell you the example here, that the reason is, by the way, they speak perfect Spanish because they haven't been in Haiti for years. A lot of them have been in Mexico or Central America or South America. I talk to them. I question them. But when they get deported to Haiti, and they become very, very agitated, sometimes violent, because they don't want to go back to Haiti. They haven't been there in years. They have already been granted asylum in South America, in Peru, or Chile. Wow. And yet they dumped that passport to try to then claim asylum here in the U.S. I'm telling you, it's a mess. But I want a couple of stories for people to know. Last weekend, and not the weekend before this last, in El Paso, they were doing a southbound operation. That means traffic going from El Paso, Texas, into Mexico, into Juarez, Mexico. CBP does checks once in a while. And in one of those, they stop traffic to check for any kind of weapons, cash smuggling, or anything like that. And sure enough, cartel members with a 50 caliber weapon pointed it at CBP officers. CBP officers opened fire on this Suburban that fled into Mexico and made it. And they're still looking for it. But I want people to understand that the cartels are everywhere. They're on the U.S. side,
right,
with 50 caliber weapons. We're also right now averaging about one drowning per day down in the Rio Grande Valley on that river. One drowning per day, and you don't hear about that and the loss of life. That because of the invitation that this administration is giving everybody, it's very dangerous. Not only forget the journey in Mexico, that's one thing to deal with the cartels. Second is to deal with that Rio that they call in Spanish Rio Bravo for a reason, because it's very dangerous and the currents will just suck you down and drown you. We have 42 individuals that have been detected that were on the terror watch list and no-fly list that we know about. How many have come into this country, terrorists? I'm talking about terrorists.
Right.
That are in this country without being detected. And that's where the big picture comes into play, where our national security is at risk, our criminal justice systems around our country are at risk, our healthcare systems, and our school systems, because we have a lot of unaccompanied minors, we have a lot of family units that are making their way throughout the United States, and they want their children placed in schools, and your little Johnny is going to be placed aside and said, well, Johnny already speaks English. Well, these individuals, some don't even, they don't speak English. They don't even speak Spanish or other languages. And they are going to get the full attention from your local government, your local school board, your local county judge, your mayor, and your city council. And they will get preference. And that's what's happening already right now.
Well, I'm showing some pictures. I just showed a picture of Hudspeth County, and we'll get to that in a second. But right now I've got a picture up that shows these are, this is, you know, some satellite imaging, but, it, you know, they can zoom down. But these are pictures of people from Africa crossing the Rio Grande. And then there's pictures of them having been apprehended on the American side once they got across. There are people that are coming from all over the world that are illegally getting through and crossing. And of course, there's a catch and release program that's still in place, correct?
That's right. It's the catch and release. I have also encountered the Africans from Uganda. Have questioned them, have also been on the same airplane with me with no identification, and people from China, Brazil, Argentina, you name it, they're coming. There's two Chinese nationals that were tied obviously to the CCP with questionable national security connections there, and everybody that, even the ones that might not necessarily have the need to come to the United States, but they have the means, are taking advantage to coming over as well, because they figured right now there's going to be no questions asked. I will turn myself in. Now, the Hudspeth County area is very different. There, it's almost 100% they want to avoid detection at all costs. It's all smuggling. They're wearing camouflage. I was just there 10 days ago. I went down with the Hudspeth County Sheriff to the levee, to the river, where Border Patrol doesn't even go down there. They outfitted me with double-plated vests on the front and the back, a long gun and a sidearm, to go down there. And immediately as we were on the river, we stood on the river, by the way, has no water. That's the big difference. They drive trucks through there, and of course humans and drugs and everything through there. And immediately as we're approached, we could hear the voices from a heavy, heavy brush on the other side of Mexico. A young teenager jumps on the roof and is watching us through binoculars and gathering the intelligence. It is cartel end.
My goodness. Well, folks, you know what? We need to be praying for our country. We need to be praying for these Border Patrol agents that they are safe. We need to be praying for the efforts that are there to defend the United States from this invasion. Victor, thanks for being there. Back with more tomorrow.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you, and God bless America.